Hi, and welcome to SCL, the Subject, Composition and Light Photography Podcast. My name's Rob, from robnumphoto.com, and this is my little audio diary about my journey through the wonderful world of photography. Hello, everybody. Hope you've had a good week. I've been working hard as ever at Machine, but I have been out and actually taken some photographs this week, so it was much better. And also, our grandson, Valentino, is over from Spain, and it looks like they're going to be living in the UK from now on. So while our daughter Mel gets herself sorted, Valentino's staying with us for about a week and a half. So that's brilliant. He's 2 years old. He's a bundle of fun and takes some beautiful photographs too. But anyway, so what I thought I'd do today is, as you can probably tell, I'm recording this from inside the car because it's been a mammothly busy week again at work. And as you can imagine, in the evenings, we're busy as well, because we've got Valentino and obviously Oliver, and I can't really be sitting downstairs recording a podcast with my bellowing, booming voice with the baby trying to sleep upstairs. So I thought, rather than skip a week, I'd record it in the car. And rather fortuitously, as I'm driving home at 6:35 on Monday evening, it's throwing it down, it's dark, pitch black, and I'm stuck in a huge traffic jam coming into Fareham on the A. Just come off the M27. I'm coming up to the roundabout that'll take me on the A32 down into Gosport. Look it up on Google Maps and you too can see the traffic jam that I have to sit in every single day. Anyway, but before all that, a word from our sponsors. GoToMeeting. If you've ever sat in a conference call that was boring and you weren't involved, you want to try GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Because what that means is you can hold conference calls with people all over the world where not only they can see your voice, not only can they see what's on your computer desktop and all the lovely sales figures and photographs and memos and plans, but they can also see you and you can see them using high definition video conference calling from GoToMeeting. But you don't have to believe me, try it free. Visit the URL. GoToMeeting.com, press the try it free button and enter the promo code podcasts. That's GoToMeeting.com, press the try it free button and enter the promo code podcasts. Try it free for 30 days, and I'm pretty sure that if you've ever sat there playing on your phone reading the newspaper during the conference call when you should be taking notice, when you try a GoToMeeting HD Faces conference call, you'll be converted for good. Thank you, GoToMeeting, for sponsoring the SCL, Subject, Composition and Light Photography Podcast. So anyway, as I was saying, been out, I actually took some photographs this week. Superb. Went to cover our lovely Southampton store, which is in Portswood in Southampton, on Saturday, and managed to get there quite early. We normally start work at, well, the store's open at 7:30. I like to get to my store about 8 o'clock, so I can set up, you know, plan my day, have a cup of coffee, all that sort of stuff. Well, I got there about 2:15 and nobody was there. But I had the foresight to bring my 350D and a couple of lenses in my low-pro photo runner photo bag. I thought, oh, no, I'm going to go for an impromptu photo walk. And my plan was to do it at lunchtime. And I don't know Southampton very well at all. And I don't know the bit that the Machine Mart is in at all. So I just thought, well, I've walked one way before. You may have seen the photos in my photo stream. Some black and whites of some stairs going down and a funny piece of sculpture that I took on some expired Patterson 800 speed film. But anyway, I've been one way, so I thought, I'm just going to go the other way. And I just walked and found a bridge, walked across that, and then discovered this park. I mean, I didn't know that was there, but there was this nice park and the sun was coming up and there was some nice sun glinting on the trees, and I got some interesting photos of some cricket blinds, which I'll probably post as well. And there were some interesting graffiti shots and some nice tall buildings and a bit of a urban decay, that sort of stuff. All in all, I kind of wandered along, found this river as well, got myself a little bit lost, but I roughly knew which direction the store was, and I had my phone with me, so I could always use the GPS navigation on there to get me home anyway. I just walked around for half an hour and then headed back to the store pretty much bang on 8:25, and the rest of the guys were there, so I got in, had a cup of coffee. So, you know, I haven't edited all the images yet, but I'm slowly working through them, and I'll upload them to my photo stream over the next week. But it shows you, you know, even there, you're just getting to work probably 15, 20, half an hour earlier than I normally would. Just gave me the opportunity to go out and have an impromptu photo walk and have a, not only have a good time, you know. If you're a non sort of photographer type, you'll think, how can you have a good time walking around taking photographs? But honestly, I so enjoy just walking around with a camera, taking photographs of things that catch my eye. It really is relaxing yet exciting. You know, when you see something, you think, oh, that'll make a good photo, or you think, oh, I'm gonna take a picture of these people without them knowing. You know, that sort of thing. You know, a bit of Henri Cartier-Bresson street photography. It really does, really floats my boat. I love walking around and taking photographs like that. Really, really, really good. So I recommend anybody to do it. They just love it when people cut in all the time on queues. Get in the back of the queue, you gits. So, related to that as well, I'm also trying out a piece of software at the moment that you may want to try out yourself. It's from the people at Tiffin. You may well know Tiffin better for their optical glass filters that they make, but they also make some software. I think it's called Tiffin DX. I'll put a link in the show notes to the Tiffin website where the software is. And they do a standalone program and a plugin for Photoshop. Not sure if they do one for Lightroom, but definitely Photoshop. And in this program, and I've been very impressed with it, even though I've only played with it for about an hour, there's hundreds and hundreds of different filters simulating all their optical filters, such as warm-up filters, different coloured filters, star filters, diffusion filters, soft focus filters, all that sort of stuff, but then everything, loads of other stuff as well, black and white filters, false film filters, there's loads of presets for I'm not quite sure what the word would be. You know, you can pick like Kodak Tri-X 100 or Ilford FP4 and all this sort of thing, and it'll simulate that sort of look, grain. You can even use masks, and you can build up your filters on an image, just like you would in Photoshop or pants have come down the wrong way. Have I? No. Oh. Never try and drive and record a podcast at the same time. It's not a good idea, and here comes a bus. You can build up your effects in layers, just like you can in Photoshop, because a lot of third-party programs don't use layers, and when you sort of used to using layers, I think they're really quite effective and easy to understand in terms of, like, you've got a photograph, and you're putting some clear plastic on top of it, and you're painting effects on that clear plastic, and then you can change the opacity of it. And I really like that sort of way of thinking about photo software, and that's the way it does it. And as I say, you've got masks as well, so you can even do selective colour, selective defocus, selective softening, selective grain, whatever you want to do. Very, very, very powerful. I'm not dead sure of the exact prices. I think it's about $150 for the programme, but it looks already, I've only like worked in a couple of photographs, and I think they look great, and quite intuitive as well to use. I haven't even looked at the instructions, and already I've been using masks and multiple layers, changing effects and changing presets, that sort of stuff. So yeah, they've probably got a free trial over on the Tiffin website. I'll put a link in the show notes over at robnonphoto.com, but definitely worth checking out as a really good plug-in for Photoshop, or as I say, a standalone program that you can use to edit your photos in. I'm very excited about learning more about it. Oh, just as a kind of disclosure, because I know this sort of thing is important as well, the reason why I'm playing with it, and I will be doing a whole review of it on robnonphoto.com, is that they sent me a free license to check it out. I just got an email from one of their promo people saying, do you want to give it a go? If you do, here's a code so you can download it and use it for free. So there you go, I haven't paid for it. But what I'll do is I'll be working with it over the next couple of months, and I'll do a full review over robnonphoto.com. But already it looks very, very interesting indeed. What other photographic related news have I got this week? I've got the photographs back from my Pentax Auto 110. Remember I was talking about the smallest single lens reflex interchangeable lens camera ever made, the Auto 110. It uses 110 film, which is now obsolete. You can still buy it expired on eBay and places, and I don't think anybody else makes it new. But it's this tiny little thing, and I've got a little 28mm lens and a little 50mm lens, and it's fully automatic in terms of exposure, and you just have to you have to focus the tiny little lens on it. But you know, when you look through the tiny little viewfinder, you are looking through that lens. And with old cameras and with old film, there's always a bit of a will it or won't it work kind of thing. But I'm pleased to say that the photos did come out. Some of them are a little bit dark, to be truth be told. I'm not quite sure why that might be. Maybe because I was doing a little bit too much focus and recomposing. You know, when you focus on, say, there's a tree against a bright skyline, and you focus against the tree, and then you recompose, and you end up over or under exposing the subject. Maybe that's what's happened with some of them. But lots of them seem to have come out very nicely indeed. And I was a little bit worried that that small format of the 110 film would then lead to really grainy, horrible pictures. No, not the grain is horrible, but you know what I mean, naff-looking pictures. Or the fact that the film, which was Click 110, I think it was 400 speed film, was a few years out of date. Might spoil it, but no, some of them look okay indeed. As ever with film, the ones that look the best are the ones that were exposed in nice, bright, sunny conditions while I was down in Brighton. But again, what I'll do, I'll scan some of those photographs over the next few days. I'll put them on my Flickr photo stream, and I will do a review, a video review of the Auto 110, and put those photographs with that review over the next few weeks as well. Right, well that's about it this week. Had a bit of a short podcast, I know, but not that much to talk about, to be honest. Hope everybody out there is having a good time, and if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, the nights start to close in. I know here the clocks go go back this Saturday night, so it's even darker. It gets darker earlier in the evenings, but it's a little bit brighter in the mornings. We have had some spectacular sunsets, to be honest, sun rises and sunsets over the last couple of weeks here in the UK on the south coast. So there we go. Keep those emails coming in. I love to receive emails from any listeners or any readers of the podcast. I appreciate it so much, just to hear from people. Doesn't have to be a question. I mean, obviously I'd love to have questions and ideas about the podcast or the website, suggestions for things to talk about, or if you've got a question about photography, and I'll do my best to research it and answer it. But even if it's just a line, just to say hello, you know, where you're from, that sort of thing, what sort of photography you like to do, I love that sort of thing as well, so keep in touch. Oh, little plug-in from another podcast, although they probably don't need it. If you're not subscribed already to the Twit podcast, Twit Photo, This Week in Tech Photo, the one with Leo Laporte and, oh, I've forgotten her name now. Oh, who's the lady that does it? Fantastic photographer who does it. Subscribe, find it on iTunes. Just, if you do a Google search for Twit, T-W-I-T, space photo, you'll find their website and subscribe. Leo Laporte, fantastic podcaster, does lots of different podcasts. And he's an amateur photographer who's really enthusiastic for photographs. And he does it with this other lady who's a professional photographer, who's a great wedding and portrait photographer. And she is just probably one of the best interviewers of other photographers I've heard in a long time, because she asks the right questions. Not only do they do that, though, but they stream it live and you can watch the videos as well. And some of the photographers they've had on do these amazing live demos of what they're doing, and you can listen to it obviously on the podcast, but you can also go to the Twit Photo website and watch the videos, and they're brilliant. They, you know, the fact that this stuff is free, I just can't get my head around it. It's just so good. They do studio shows. They just did one show recently with where they were talking about portrait photography with this lady from Australia, and the hints and tips she was given on how to get great portrait photography were priceless. They really were. So there you go, Twit Photo. Subscribe to it now. You won't be sorry. It really is a great, great podcast. I think along with the Film Photography podcast, they're my two most favourite photography podcast at the moment, and we turn those windscreen wipers off because they're making a real ratic. I've made a new word there. I'm making a real racket. There we go. Gosh, my mouth's a little bit dry. My tongue is tied. I need my tea and I need a cup of coffee. One other thing as well is, if you like the podcast and you can put up with all these background noises that you hear when I record them in the car like this, please head on over to iTunes if you're an Apple user. By Apple, I just mean whether you use, if you subscribe via iTunes, find the SCL Photo Podcast. You know, put that in the search box on the top right hand corner, find SEL and write a little review and give us a few stars, because that helps the podcast to go higher in the rankings, which means we have more listeners, which is just a better thing all round. Remember, you can email me scalespeeder@gmail.com. that's scalespeeder@gmail.com. you can go over to robnunphoto.com, robnunphoto.com, and leave a comment there. Or you can go to the Flickr photo group. Just search Flickr for robnunphoto.com, and you'll go to the group there, and you can start a new discussion off. Contact me that way. Well, there we go, everybody. Thanks for listening. Most of all, thanks to you lot for downloading and listening to me droning on for about 20 minutes every week. And hopefully, pretty soon, I'll see you on Flickr.